1. Welcome back to Recovery HD, Recovery in High Definition. I'm DJ Phil Doe, and I'm an alcoholic.
And I'm an alcoholic. My name is Indian Bob.
And tonight we're going to be talking about keep it simple, one of my three favorite words, as my sponsor would tell me from the get-go. I remember he wrote that down right as I got sober, and he introduced himself to me. He asked me to pull out a pen and paper or into my book, and he said, there's three words I want you to understand, Phil. You're going to write these down, remember them, and they'll be words to live by. Keep it simple. Now, I got to tell you, Bob, I'm going to tell you just my initial onset when I heard those three words. How in the heck am I going to keep it simple? It is so far out there for me right now. Everything's all across the board. I got everything going through my brain. My finances were not there. Matter of fact, I didn't have a job at that point. How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to keep it simple? Who is he kidding?
Mm-hmm. I'm in a treatment center.
That's,
Hello,
yeah.
My life's a mess.
Yeah.
I got people talking all kinds of strange, strange language to me that I don't understand. I'm sitting in these meeting rooms with these things up on the wall explaining stuff, and I don't know what a fearless moral inventory is. I have no idea what the word amends means. What do you mean spiritual awakenings? What did you call them beforehand? Before you have a spiritual awakening?
You got to have a spiritual asleepening.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going, what's the deal with these people?
Right. Well, I tell you what was interesting was I'm glad I took some other suggestions prior to meeting my sponsor, and that was to get a bunch of guys' phone numbers that had a year better and to actually pick up the phone and call them.
Ooh, yeah, that's a big one.
And I had taken those suggestions, and I started calling these guys. And I remember after Dave told me to keep it simple, and I was telling my other buddy Sammy, I says, how in the world am I going to get, keep this thing simple? I don't even know the first thing about keeping it simple. I mean, I'm always multitasker. I got a bunch of things going on, thought I was in control. Well, he says to me, Philly, I'm going to put it to you this way. In order to keep it simple, you got to get it simple. You got to get it simple first. And that was huge for me. And that meant that I had to quit worrying about everything out there. And first things first, I had to simply complete the program I was in, which was treatment at the time, get involved into a sober house, start going to the meetings, getting some more phone numbers from guys, going to more meetings, getting that sponsor locked in, calling him on a daily basis. And then it was, next things next. Feed yourself because you needed to eat. Get a job because you needed to pay your rent. just little itty-bitty life happenings, little life things. And that's all I was required to do in the beginning.
One step at a time.
One step at a time.
One, or as they say, putting one foot in front of the other.
Exactly. How about you? What was your experience when you first heard Keep It Simple or saw it on the wall or wherever you heard or saw it?
Actually, I heard it, and they said it was a simple program for complicated people. And I'm going, wow. Yeah, that's pretty profound.
Did you complicate it?
I complicated it. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure out how people were telling me that, here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I got to do all of those. what I mean? It already became complicated for me.
Where's the Cliff's Notes?
Yeah, exactly. is there a cheat sheet somewhere? I'm looking at my desk right now, and because you're talking about multitasking, and in my business, I have to do a lot of multitasking. I'm looking at my desk, and I'm going, man, I got papers all over the place. It's been one of those days where it certainly hasn't been simple. But when I first came into the program, and I heard the term "keep it simple," y'all lost me. I didn't get focused on one thing at a time. I had never done that in my entire life. And the bottom line was pretty similar to yours, is I was to focus on what I was doing in the treatment center, pay attention to what was going on, follow some simple direction from them, which I didn't like. I fought that. I resisted it. There was a guy there who had 2 degrees, and he kind of mentioned that every time he did a group, and I kept thinking to myself, well, okay, you have 2 degrees. Could you explain to me how I'm going to keep this simple?
Right. Well, one of the big things that was shown to me is probably a couple months into my sobriety and my recovery. I said, well, you know, in reality, all it is just doing what's in front of you.
Period.
You know? Mm-hmm. And the universe, if you will, that's all it does is sets one thing at a time in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, like to set about 6 or 7 other things in front of myself and get overwhelmed. And it brings me back to that little saying I always say to myself when I'm overwhelmed, all stress is self-inflicted.
Oh, absolutely.
All of it.
Without a doubt.
There's, you know, every time I look through, I mean, I'm sitting there facing, like, overwhelmedness and whether it's fear or it's anger, which to me is the same thing.
Overwhelmedness?
Yeah.
Is that like a...
Hey, in Oklahoma, that's a word. You look it up in the Okie dictionary.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that one out.
You know, and we're going to put this on the air. I don't care what anybody says. Overwhelmedness.
Yeah, and if you can't believe that we're just two average guys in recovery, there's a prime example. And please tune in so we can hear some more of this. We're going to, as a matter of fact, maybe we should put up a page of Phil Doe's linguistics.
Matter of fact, we'll run a contest. If you could spell overwhelmedness.
Yeah, there you go. Don't get me started because I will spell it.
Don't get me started. I won the 7th grade spelling bee.
I didn't know you made it to 7th grade, but
oh my.
Well, you're from Oklahoma. Okay, never mind. I'll have the entire state after me. Jokes are one thing, but you know, let's not get carried away.
Blood's thicker than water.
Yes, it is.
I got a lot of blood in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Oh, by the way, so do I. And Arkansas, too.
Isn't it funny that I'm the guy that you would think come from the East Coast, and you're the guy that would think come from the middle of the United States?
Yeah, go figure. That's like really our lifestyles have actually kind of flipped.
They really
you know,
have.
Your profile on there saying that you hail now from South Florida, you're a surfer dude. You know there ain't no surfing in Oklahoma.
No, that's right.
And you do a lot of fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of that is keeping it simple, too, making a plan, sticking to it.
That's right.
And seeing it through.
That's how I run my whole company. You know, I've been blessed to start my own business in recovery and, you know, be self-sufficient, self-supporting. And I tell you what, when I started that company, that was the first thing that came to mind was keep it simple. And and actually, every morning, that's what we stick to, you know, is keeping it simple so that everybody can understand, everybody's on the same page, and we can help a lot of people with what we do. But I tell you what, the keeping it simple for me today, and... you know, as we digress there for a minute, which is very common, becoming very common on this show.
It's what we do.
Yeah, we're confusing it already. Today,
digression in high definition.
Nice. That's our new tagline, right? Yeah. I tell you, though, for me today, to keep it simple, and I was talking a lot about how all stress is self-inflicted, I start loading up my plate with projects or what I think needs to get done or what direction I think things need to go in. And when it boils right down to it, my overwhelmedness.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm gonna use that word as many times in this show.
Yeah, I can see it coming.
How many times can DJ Phil use overwhelmedness?
The fact that you can say it is what astounds me. I mean,
well, if you'd look back,
that's a tongue twister.
If we play this back, I struggled with it in the first.
Okay. We're digressing again. Come on now. He's probably going to play it back a couple times so he can learn how to spell it.
That's right. Just sound it out.
Tune in to Recovery HD next time when DJ Phil spells overwhelmedness.
All right. So back on topic. You know, for me today, to keep it simple, I've got myself, you know, thinking I've got it all laid out, all these things, projects, plans, and everything else in my own little mind's design. And when it boils down to it and I'm overwhelmed, I basically look at what's right in front of me. What is right in front of me? What is the universe placed in front of me that's going to be next? And whether it's an email or whether it's a, you know, a little task or a phone call or whatever I need to do, that's what I do first. How about you?
Well, I can tell you, my sponsor explained it real well for me. He said, Bob, there's a number preceding each step, and there's a reason why they're in order that way. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to take them in the order that they're put, mm-hmm. and you're going to focus on one at a time. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be that simple. And that's what he said. It's going to be that simple. Mm-hmm. If you want me to sponsor you, you have to do the work of the program. He gave me a friendly little speech, and it kind of went like this. He said, if you want to do the work of the program, I'll sponsor you. But I'm not your divorce attorney. I'm not your financial advisor. I'm not your taxi driver. I'm not even your friend. If you want to do the work of the program, I'll sponsor you. If not, God go with you. See you at the next meeting. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to take things one step at a time, literally one step at a time. Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing as you do in my business. I tend to pile an awful lot on my plate. And what happens is I got 8 different things going on, and none of them are making any progress, not to any extent that I'm satisfied with. I do a little of this, a little of that. I forget where I'm at, to this and that, and I'm back and forth and all the rest of it. The moment I stop mm-hmm. and I do one thing at a time, it becomes very simple to get things accomplished. Hmm. And my life was a lot like, it was very unsimple. Is that a word?
Well, I'm going to spell it for you.
Okay. All right, no, let's not go there. But I was always trying to complicate things. You know, even the smallest things were to be complicated. I mean, I could complicate the way I speak. We also have great sound effects here. Phil was practicing some of those before the show. But I could complicate a nail. You know, if I really got down to how it was made and all the rest of it, I could probably write a book on the theories of how a nail was made. You know, when the bottom line for me was, my sponsor asked me a simple question. Are you ready to stop drinking and drugging? It was a simple question. And yet, I had to think about it. I wasn't even capable of answering a simple question. That'll show you how far from being simple I was. By the time I got to the third step, I was definitely ready to answer that question. Because at that point, you know what it leads into is a course of action.
Right.
And at that point, I was thoroughly convinced that I could answer that simple question. Mm-hmm. It was simple for me. What followed afterwards wasn't so simple. I had to be walked through it. I had to be talked through it. I had to work with my sponsor to do it. But he laid it out in a very easy way. And if you read our literature, it's laid out pretty simple there.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It looks confusing.
Yeah, but it's simple.
That's right.
And it really is. It's a simple problem. It's not an easy program.
It creates overwhelmedness.
Yes, it does, especially when you're dealing with accountability and responsibility and all those other things that we learn. You know, he also said that to me. He said, Bob, there's millions, billions of people all over the world who have this natural ability to go through life. They know how to live life on life's terms. They suffer consequences. They see death. They get in car accidents. They don't have to do the things we do. Mm-hmm. He said, we're slow. They wrote a book for us. And essentially, that's what I was going to do, was read this simple book of this simple program, and I was simply going to apply it in my life on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny you mentioned that, how us versus them, the normies. Mm-hmm. You know, isn't it weird that we're pretty much like normal people when it comes to all practical things? If I touch a hot stove and it burns me once, I'm probably not going to do that again.
Yeah, we're not stupid.
Right. We're not re-reads, right.
Yeah.
And let's say the first time I went gambling and I lost $100, you know, I don't want to foolishly do that anymore.
You know? No, next time you go with $200. So next time.
No, I just, you know, there's certain consequences I don't want to repeat.
Absolutely.
However, when it comes to putting a hot crystal meth pipe to my mouth, and all the consequences or potential consequences that I put myself to get the dope, the illegal activity, to burning this hot, white hot pipe and sticking it to my fingertips and my lips to smoke it, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
I will repeat that behavior
over and over.
And yet, like your sponsor mentioned, there's billions, literally billions of people out there that are normal that would look at that and go, you idiot.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
You idiot. And what it came down to for me is I'm able to reflect back, you know, is just like my sponsor Chris told me when I was taking the steps. He said, look, the bottom line is people that love themselves don't do the things that we do. People that love themselves go on vacation. People that love themselves don't go to treatment, you know?
Yeah, and that's simple.
You know, they've got this whole reality figured out.
People have the yeah, but thing when people are saying that to you?
People that love themselves don't stick needles in their arms.
Right. Yeah, but if you were me.
Right, but if you knew what I was going yeah. through. Right. But people that love themselves, you know, don't put crack pipes in their mouth. People that love themselves don't treat their wives or significant others like we treated them. And, you know, I will put that in the past, and like we treated them. You know, hopefully, God willing, we're not doing those things today. Where our attitudes and actions and behaviors have changed. And, you know, that's just the whole reality and simplicity of things for us is really taking a gauge and an inventory of what we're like versus the norm.
Absolutely.
And, you know, who's to say what's right or wrong? You know, should we go to some worship service every Saturday or Sunday? You know, that's for you to decide.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people that are normal that do, and there's a lot of normal people that don't. However, when it comes down to basic fundamental Western civilization, do you yell at the woman you're with
no.
because you're angry?
Right.
That's pretty much not right. However, we crossed that line. I crossed that line when I was drinking and drugging. And today, I try not to do that. You know, I'm not going to say that I haven't crossed that line since I've been sober, but I've certainly gotten a lot better. And it's my obligation to try not to do those things ever again and to keep things real simple. Let's find out what goes before it gets to that situation where I'm upset.
Mm.
You know, and try not to get into those little pickles. Let's figure out the patterns, the behaviors, and all these other dynamics. What normally leads me up to that? Well, it's usually something like lack of sleep.
Sounds like causes and effects to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lack of sleep, lack of eating properly, too many coffees, too many cigarettes, whatever it is. And all of a sudden I get restless, irritable.
And discontent.
That's right. And
sounds a little about hungry, angry, lonely, and tired, too.
And sick. You know, that was a new one they added on, by the way. Sick. Yeah. And I tell you what, if I can successfully navigate through the minefield out there and taking care of myself and loving myself enough to get proper sleep and eat properly and take care of myself because I do love myself, chances of getting in those pickles that are confusing or screwed up are less and less likely. Therefore, putting me in a, or placing me in a position to keep it simple. Because remember, like my buddy Sammy said, when I said in the beginning, he said, you got to get it simple to keep it simple.
Right, exactly.
So that's a lot of times what I'll share with the new guys is, you know, same thing Sammy did with me.
Right.
Hey, buddy, you got to get it simple. Let's get it simple.
Well, and you explained a lot of that, too. For me, it was the same thing. It was about getting phone numbers and actually using them. Sometimes I would just call up and say, this is Bob. I asked for your number at the meeting. Mm-hmm. I was just calling to say hi.
Right.
You know, because I really didn't know anything else to say. And if I had opened my mouth much more than that, I would have certainly complicated it from there. You know, I'm not calling you for a date. I would have came up with something stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but essentially, that's how it began for me. And I didn't like that much. Simple just, it irritated me because I felt like there had to be more.
Absolutely.
You know, you're telling me this small stuff, man. Isn't there some kind of miracle? You guys talk about this miracle that happens here. You know, miracles usually involve like big, you know, things.
Yeah.
And it was a simple thing of just picking up the phone and calling somebody and saying, hey, you know, I got your number. I figured I'd call you.
And just as a little allusion or allude to.
Illusion was another one.
Whatever the word is.
Overwhelmedness.
Overwhelmedness. No, just I think what Bob's alluding to is that is, he was talking about the miracle, and that's what the miracle is how simple it was.
Yeah, you picked up the phone and called somebody. Yeah. Man, when did you ever do that?
Yeah.
Unless it was the dope, man.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And how interesting it is, though, that it really is that simple. For me, I didn't have the burning bush experience.
I didn't either.
And it was just a normal matriculation back into life. And it was one step at a time, one day at a time, days started to add up, minutes started to add up, whatever started to add up. And the steps started linking and daisy chaining together for me. They were tying knots along the little rope that I was hanging on to. Step one, step two, step three, all the way up through the 12th step as I was taking from my sponsor. Excuse me. Go ahead.
You okay?
Yeah. I was just about to choke it all out there. All right, go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm... Wow. I tell you what, boy. I love it when people walk in blindfolded. I was going to jump on that so fast.
You saw the lane you were going to take that.
Yeah, but I'm going to keep it simple.
Well, Jiminy.
Well, Jiminy. Yeah, I know where you come from.
That was so not fair, by the way. If you don't think this thing is two bozos sitting on the bus and two drunks and drug addicts that are in recovery, that is evidence enough.
That's big evidence.
And that was so not fair of you, Bob, to sit there and leave me hanging like that at the tail end of that.
All right. Nobody knew what was going on with that.
That's right. So anyway, let's wrap this session up about keeping it simple. And we're going to have some dead air here for a minute, aren't we?
No, we're not going to have some dead air.
I'm going to have to cut this part out.
No, we don't have to. I'm getting a nice little note.
Oh, from your lovely too. Assistant. Nice. We are going to have to cut some of that out.
Yeah. Well, you would have only had to cut it out if I had actually followed through with
it.
I'm
not
choking.
Fair that you got quiet. Wow. You got quiet on that. And that was the not fair part. All right, so go ahead. We got about 2 minutes to take out of this thing.
No, actually, I think we should leave it in. For one, this is a real show. It's just two guys that happen to be blessed with the completion of 12 steps of recovery. We get to pass it on to other people, share our experience, strength, and hope, have a couple of laughs. And sometimes, well, actually, most of the time at our own expense. And
our overwhelmedness.
And are okay with that. You know, the funny thing is that we do get to learn to laugh at ourselves, at the ridiculousness of what our lives were. Yes, that's an actual word. You can look it up. he's looking for, because, you know, in Oklahoma,
that's a big word.
Yeah, that's a really big word. That's about as big as your uncle's pasture.
That's a really big word.
In the back 40. But the bottom line is that my discovery of doing the work was that it was simple, but I had to have somebody explain that to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to be walked through it, and that was the whole reason. That I accepted sponsorship was I found out that that's what he was. I mean, mm-hmm. He was just trying to show me how simple it could be. Mm-hmm. He walked me through it. I mean, he didn't hold my hand. He didn't, coddle me or anything else. He's very straightforward about it, man. Mm-hmm. My sponsor is real good with me by saying real simple things like, Bob, the truth will set you free, but first it's going to piss you off. Mm-hmm. And then he would set about pissing me off every time he told me the truth. But he told me the truth because it was something that I had to see. I had to learn to accept. And that was not simple for me. You know, there's a lot of aspects of this program that were not easy. Simple, but not easy.
Hmm. Well, I think another interesting part to bring up while we're on this is the simple fact, and as you can see, we're just a couple average guys here trying to share our experience, strength, and hope and bring the message of recovery to those who seek it or might have some questions about recovery. And bottom line is, neither one of us here are a doctor or a therapist or anything of that like or that sort. And, we're just a couple of guys that happen to be blessed to find a 12-step recovery, hopefully trying every day to our best of our ability to incorporate it into our lives. And, I know Bob and I have talked and shared a lot with each other about this, so we feel it our obligation to try to share this with another person. And hopefully through this mode and this method is another outlet or medium that we can use to do that.
Absolutely. And a lot of people don't understand when you get on the radio and you're talking about 12-step recovery and they think about traditions and all the rest of it, and they really try to complicate, mm-hmm. What we're trying to do here. It's real simple. We're carrying the message, and the message is the 12 steps of recovery. That's mm-hmm. where the solution is. It's really that simple.
Right.
You know, that's where it is.
Yeah. And we can argue semantics or you know, tit for tat on you know, traditions and what have you. And the bottom line is we've kept it real simple. We don't identify with any one particular fellowship. We happen to just identify ourselves as an addict and alcoholic in recovery. And we're all inclusive of every type of addiction. Anything that's even remotely close to the disease of addiction, whether it be eating, gambling, eating disorders, alcoholism, whatever it is, doesn't matter the drug, the recovery is the same.
Absolutely.
You know, and
that simplifies it for I don't care what the addiction is, as Phil just mentioned. Mm-hmm. It's simple. It's 12-step recovery solution.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. It just doesn't. That's the answer.
And if you've never, you know, maybe you're somebody that's listened to this, downloaded this, not quite sure about 12-step recovery, never walked into a meeting, never seen the literature, the books, no problem. What I've done on the website at recoveryhd.com is I put a page up that's 12-step resources. Now, please, please, please be sure to read the initial paragraph that's on that page. It will specifically tell you that we are not affiliated with any of the 12-step fellowships. We're just a couple of guys trying to carry the message of recovery. In order to find a 12-step fellowship that you're comfortable with, we encourage you to do that in your local area. All right, and that can be found anywhere online or in a phone book or just picking up the phone and calling 411.
And at the same time, we don't suggest that this show is a replacement for any of that also. Mm-hmm. I mean, meetings are a necessity. I know they are for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is in no way is to replace that. It's not to replace the fellowship. It's not to take in place for anything else. Mm-hmm. It's another medium where if you happen to be shut in or you're home watching the kids because you can't get a babysitter, this is a way for you to just click on something right there and have something readily available to mm-hmm. you. And that's how we carry the message.
It's an extra leg of support. That's what all. I continually yeah. say. It's an extra all. Leg of support. You know, you got your home group there in your hometown. You got your sponsor there in your hometown. You got five or six guys, or if you're a female, you got five or six gals that you call every day on a daily basis. And you got your literature there that you read and what have you. You want to put an extra leg of support in, you know, make Recovery HD your online home group.
Yeah.
A secondary home group.
Absolutely.
Or just as when I'm traveling, I always have some of these loaded up in my iPod.
You know, which is always a good idea.
Yeah. And when our phone numbers are on the website. You can always give us a buzz, you know.
Absolutely. And any suggestions that you have for the show or anything else, man, this is a we program. We're real clear on this show about that. This is your show. Mm-hmm. It's not Bob and Phil's. We're just merely facilitators.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, we have absolutely no problem, contrary to how much talking we do, of listening. You know, and that was one of those things that I didn't find so simple either. My sponsor kept saying, learn to listen, listen to learn. And I'm going, huh?
You know. Keep it simple for me.
Yeah. Yours too. Wow.
So listen here at recoveryhd.com. You also have our Skype line. If you can't remember this, it'll be at recoveryhd.com. The Skype line that dials right into our broadcast is 561-935-3318. Again, that's 561-935-3318. And again, if you don't have a pen and paper handy, just remember recoveryhd.com. You can find the number there. Hit us up on the contact page, email us, fill out the form, and come directly to us. We answer every single email, answered a few today, as a matter of fact.
And also during our live broadcast, which will be going up on our show schedule page, you can connect with us through Facebook and Twitter also. You can follow
right.
us and you can tweet us and do all that other cool stuff. And another great way to connect with the show while we're live.
That's right. We've got it all up there. Recovery HD is the, well, I guess it's twitter.com/recoveryhd. Facebook.com/recoveryhd, et cetera.
Right. Right.
And the links are right there on our homepage. So we just would really love to hear from you, share the message of recovery. And maybe it's not about you getting anything. Maybe it's about you sharing something with somebody that needs to hear it. You know, so
or maybe it's about somebody you know getting something.
There you go. So with that, Bob, I think we've had another good round here on keeping it simple here on Recovery HD. And I guess as we always like to say,
we have a nice way of closing.
I don't want to be the girl who laughs the loudest. the girl who never wants to be alone. I don't wanna be that call at 4 o'clock in the morning, 'cause I'm the only one you know in the world that won't be home.